Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Former Governor Mitt Romney and Massachusetts state health care law were under fire last night at the Republican presidential debate in Florida. Romney's Republican rivals are eager to make the connection between the Massachusetts law that he signed and federal health care reform championed by President Obama.
Now, these debates increasingly resemble a circular firing squad. And last night, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum took this shot against Romney.
Governor Romney was the author of Romney Care, which is a top-down, government-run healthcare system, which is a pretty much a model for what Obamacare is going to look like. Highest healthcare costs in the country.
And Santorum continued with a number of charges, and we're going to truth squad some of what he said and how Romney responded. Reporter Martha Biebinger, who covers healthcare for WBUR, is with us, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
So that first charge that Santorum made, Massachusetts has the highest healthcare costs in the country. Is he right?
Well, there isn't a real right and wrong here. It's a bit of a controversial statement. We definitely have among the highest health care costs if you look at real dollars. If you factor in the high costs of living here, which you well know from paying rent and heat and such, we're closer down towards the middle. But I think what he's really getting at is, did the law increase our health care costs?
Right, right.
And the answer to that is there's not evidence that we increased health care spending any faster than the rest of the nation. And in fact, we may be starting to lower the rates of increases a little bit because of the law and some other payment changes that are happening here.
And of course, the law is covering 98% of the population in Massachusetts now.
In that range, yes.
Yeah. Okay, then perhaps the truth is a little more nuanced than what Santorum offered there. Well, let's move on. He called the Massachusetts law a top-down government health care system. Here's how Governor Romney responded to that.
The system that we put in place in our state was something we worked out with the labor community, the healthcare community, business. We came together. It was voted. Only two voted no.
So Romney's point here is the law works for Massachusetts, that it was widely supported, overwhelmingly approved by the state legislature. Is he right about that?
I think you have to give him a right on that one, Anthony, because there was broad consensus. It was the business community. It was the hospitals and the doctors. It was the labor unions. It was the healthcare activists. They all wanted to expand coverage here in Massachusetts. Now, will that translate into that same consensus holding as we try to debate costs? That's up in the air.
Okay, and he's right about only two members of the legislature actually voted against it, right?
Overwhelming support in the legislature.
All right. He also defended the law this way. He said it has some flaws, but pointed out that it now covers 98% of the population. And in his view, it's working pretty well. That prompted this from Rick Santorum.
What Governor Romney just said is that government-run, top-down medicine is working pretty well in Massachusetts, and he supports it. Now, think about what that means.
So let's analyze that. Is this a fair characterization of the law, government-run, top-down medicine, in your view?
I'm not sure exactly what he means by top-down, but as far as government-run, no. We kept employer-based coverage. Most people in Massachusetts get their insurance coverage through the employer where they work. There is a new program that was created under the Massachusetts law called Commonwealth Care that provides subsidized coverage for people, but it directs them to private insurance plans. It didn't create a whole new government health insurance plan. Now, Anthony, Senator Santorum, in talking about top-down, may be talking about the individual mandate where government here requires people to have health insurance or pay a penalty, and in that case, maybe top-down is the right characterization.
All right. And in fact, he picks that up, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. Here's another line of attack from Rick Santorum. Among the reasons Governor Romney says he signed the state health care law was to go after those so-called free riders, those people who could afford health insurance but weren't buying it. So the insurance mandate is supposed to take care of that. But here's what Santorum said about that.
Free ridership has gone up fivefold in Massachusetts, five times the rate it was before. I'll be happy to give you the study. Five times the rate it's gone up. Why? Because people are ready to pay a cheaper fine than pay high-cost insurance, which is what's happened as a result of Romney Care.
All right, we've already talked about that last point. Romney Care isn't responsible for the higher cost of insurance. But what do we know about the so-called free riders in Massachusetts? Is Santorum right about that, that they've increased by a factor of five because of the state health care law?
I emailed the campaign to find out what study he was mentioning there, Anthony, and I don't have an answer, but I just checked my phone here. The two things I would say about that are that if people were getting more free care, then we would see that in the bills the hospitals are sending back to the state, and we're not. We're spending less on free care than we were when the law first passed in 2006. The second thing is on the penalty. There are fewer people paying the penalty this year. It's lowered almost every year since the law.
This is the penalty that people pay if they don't have health insurance.
That's right. So the number of people paying that penalty was down in the last year I've seen the numbers for, 2010, as compared to the first few years. So I don't see an increase. I don't know where there is an increase that would indicate more people are getting free care.
Now, of course, behind Santorum's attack is the charge that what he calls Romney Care is identical to federal health care reform championed and signed by President Obama. Here's how Mitt Romney responded to that idea last night.
Obamacare takes over health care for the American people. If I'm president of the United States, I will stop it. And in debating Barack Obama, I will be able to show that I have passion and concern for the people in this country that need health care, like this young woman who asked the question.
So the implication, Martha, is that what Obama did is wrong, what Romney did was right, that there's a fundamental difference between the health care law here in Massachusetts and the federal law signed by President Obama. What do you think of that? Is that a fair argument?
There are some distinctions in the federal law where government is more involved than in Massachusetts, but they are really minor compared to the major similarities between the laws. And frankly, Anthony, this is where I think Governor Romney gets in trouble. When he talks about the Massachusetts health care law and he says, I would do it differently for the rest of the country, or I would give each state the opportunity to do what they want to do, a lot of people say that makes sense. When he says the laws are radically different, I would throw out one, but I still support the Massachusetts law, that's where people say, huh?
Right. And that's where he continues to take fire from his Republican rivals. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks so much for coming in and help us sort through all of this. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
Stay with us. Coming up, comedian Marc Maron got his start in Boston. He went down with the ship at Air America Radio, but he's really soared on the internet. He hosts a wildly popular podcast, and he returns to the stage in Boston tonight. That's up next. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.